Blog Talk Radio.
Suburban, what's that restaurant week?
Okay.
Like Rosemont.
So
suburbs, they went to Rosemont.
Yeah, they do it
probably
2 or 3 weeks after.
After the Chicago
yeah.
one is ended.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a good way to experience restaurants and pay a cheaper price.
And you also try. You also try. I mean, it's actually pretty cool. I've been a couple times, and it's actually pretty cool. You should get out there, and you get to go to some restaurants that you normally probably just wouldn't go to, maybe out of your price range. I don't have a price range when it comes to food, though. I believe in eating good. I'm sorry. I don't. I just want to say. So, you know, I do, though. I believe in eating good. I don't believe in just, I'm not going to eat like that. Okay, put it like this. Even though I haven't been in a long time. Like Ronnie's Steakhouse has this place. I haven't been in so long. I don't even know if I was still eating Ronnie's. But I was going to test it out. But Ronnie's ain't where I'm going for them.
Are we having trouble with our video feed?
Not to my knowledge. Somebody said, well, you can't see.
I can't see anything.
Oh, let me go to the other source over here and check it out real quick. I didn't know we was having no problems. Anybody say anything? And I don't see no.
Several pages in.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's just you. Okay.
Right now it says, sorry, we're having trouble
playing your video.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we're good over here on this end. So, all right, talk about that. Yeah, they don't get on that quick to let us know when something's working. It's broke.
Y'all stuff broke.
Y'all stuff broke. Turn up the sign. What? Answer by me. Talk about the food, Angela. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just saying, man, y'all need to, so take advantage of that. So, what y'all doing? Okay, so I saw Sip and Paint. Angela said she's hanging out with Rob tomorrow, and they're marrying a couple on Valentine's Day at their house. Oh, that's wonderful. I missed that part of the message. Okay, that's good. The Valentine's Day wedding. That's good. I hope people have them days. I'm just going to say, every time I did something, let me see. I got engaged on. I go me.
I think it was. Then your marriage is.
I think it was. You don't think so?
It was February.
Yeah, it was on Valentine's
you
Day.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
I'm black.
I could be wrong, but in my spirit, I believe it was Valentine's Day. I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was. The only reason I said that is because, because I did something like I had the restaurant do some stuff. So yeah, I think it was Valentine's Day. Yeah. So you don't think it was?
Man, it was so weird. You but.
You know what? Wait a minute. You might be right. No, it was Valentine's Day. Or was it Sweetest Day?
It was in February.
So it was Valentine's Day again. I don't know. It was one of the days.
Don't be married.
It's
a little time.
That was your marriage. Y'all pray for me. Y'all don't look. I just talk over here. I just say whatever. It just come out. If the thing is going to come out, I just say whatever. Don't give me it. And I get it started. Huh? How many times have you
been to the altar?
Really?
Oh, stay living.
No. You stay over there. You stay over there. Be like LeBron James. Not one, not two, not three, or maybe three. But anyway, huh? Oh, God. Kevin Tony said, let me get married again. I probably would. Let me think about it. Yeah, I probably would. Look. Third time's the charm. Is that what they say? No. Is that wrong? That's what they say. Third time's the charm. Look, either the third time's the charm or three strikes and you're out. It's one or the other. It's a 50-50 shot. kind of hands. She put the brand hands up. I know, right? Pray for me. Just pray for me. Just pray for me. So anyway, what else we got? What else is this? So Valentine's Day weekend. Man, y'all know what I found out? Some really bad news today. Why is my school open on Monday? Can y'all explain this to me? I know we she said we praying your stamp. This don't work out. I can't work with nobody else. Blood, sweat, and rears.
What she meant to hear?
I hope that's what she meant. It's Kim Tony. I don't know. Don't you? You know, she might have been just what she wrote. But anyway, yeah, my school is open on Monday. We found out today. I thought, you know, I didn't even know Monday was a holiday until I got into a meeting after the fact with some teachers, and they were very upset with the fact that we still have to be in front of the camera on Monday. Because, yeah, it's President's Day, right? It's President's Day. And I am somewhat, you know, I didn't get mad until I found out it was a day we should have had off. You know, so I'm a little heated, but you know, sorry, I'm so used to it at this point. I'm a little bogus. But we didn't do. I just wanted to steal time a Black History Month moment today, and I didn't. But I got something for you anyway. I ran across this, and I guess I did not know this. And I thought maybe it was. I thought maybe it was false, but what I found out is that it is not false at all. Let me see if this is accurate, because let me see. I think it might be. Yes, see, this is why you got to check stuff out. That's why you got to check stuff out. Oh, so it is. Okay. So Lincoln, y'all know Abraham Lincoln, the one who gets all the credit for freeing the slaves. And, you know, we know the real story. He freed us because he needed some more help to fight the war. So, you know, he freed the blacks. He freed the blacks to help with the war. But here is what Lincoln said. So everybody talks about Lincoln and his Gettysburg Address speech and the fact that he freed the slaves. But here is a quote from Lincoln. Here's a quote from Lincoln, and I want y'all to get this. This is Abraham Lincoln, the person who signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Abraham Lincoln said this. He says, "I will say then that I am not nor ever have been in favor of making voters of the Negroes or jurors or qualifying them to hold office or having them to marry with white people. I will say, in addition, that there is a physical difference between the white and the black races, which I suppose will forever forbid the two races living together upon terms of social and political equality, and inasmuch as they cannot so live that while they do remain together," these are Lincoln's words, "there must be a position of superior and inferior. That I, as much as any other man, am in favor of the superior position being assigned to the white man." Did y'all know that? I don't know how that part of the speech gets left out. That part of the speech gets left out. I'm really shocked. Am I the only one? Did y'all already? I mean, maybe y'all a little more learned than me.
Yes, we already knew it.
Y'all did.
Because he still kept slaves afterwards. He had 300.
Yeah.
And he would go back and forth from Pennsylvania to wherever. Was it still Washington?
He was still in. Yeah, it might have been D.C. by then. Yeah.
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 It was just like you said. It was for the fight.
I found it out a couple of days back. I was these many days old when I found out, and I said, "Wow!" I mean, you know, so it's interesting, and you know, and what's so funny is, my conservative friends always like to say that it was a Republican that freed the slaves, because Lincoln was a Republican, and it was the Democrats the Dixie Democrats, them down south Democrats who wanted to keep slaves. But what I found is so interesting that they call Abraham the father of democracy. But yet Abraham Lincoln is the very one who just said these words. Dr. Brown says, well, I never heard that part of the speech. I just found out these many days ago. Pat says, today is Roberta Martin's birthday. She was an integral part of our gospel music history, the first pianist of the children's Roberta Martin Singers. That goes all the way back. That's some Ebenezer, birthplace of gospel music, black history right there, y'all. So, right.
Like that Channel 5?
Right. That's that.
Something you should know.
Right, something you should know.
Yeah.
And the more you know. Only you can prevent for.
Okay, you went too far.
I know, y'all. Pray for me. Y'all, like, if y'all would just pray for me, I would be all right. But y'all won't pray.
I said pray.
I want the right key. Boy, the band hitting tonight. Boy, y'all go ahead. Go ahead, man. Get it to him one time. Get it to him one time, man. That's it. Yeah. Do that thing. Hey! Go! Watch out now. Y'all know it don't take much. We goals now. I can't look. I just want to get. I need to go to somebody's church where I can just, like, I told y'all. I shared this y'all on the phone, right? I told y'all what I wanted to do. But see, people know me a little bit, so I probably won't be able to get away with it. But what I always wanted to do was just go to somebody's church that I did not know and just break out into a full sprint up and down the aisle and then just run out the door. I had to teach you to be in the car with the car running. And so, I'm going to come here. I'm going to sit in the back. I just want to sit in the back.
He is not praying.
Are you praying for yourself? Yes.
No, he's not.
But the song, Dorothy, says somebody prayed for me. Huh? Somebody prayed. Come on. If y'all would pray, come on for me. I'm with somebody. Huh? But just open up your mouth. That's mouth. M-O-U-F. Mouth. Oh, Lord. Mm. Guys, y'all, stop now. Y'all gonna make the folk get happy. See, ain't got no ushers in here. We got no ushers. No nursing. My. All right. All right. Look, you know what it is? They're trying to get a check.
The right place.
They heard a rumor. They heard the rumor.
I saw the fine print.
Kim said, saw a great movie today, Judas and the Black Messiah. That did come out today on HBO. I'm going to check it out this weekend. Judas and the Black Messiah. Yeah, mouth, M-O-U-F. That's right. She said they're going to call security if they don't know you. I don't want to go in there. I want one of them, like one of them big shouting churches and just break up. So here's the problem, though. You know what's going to happen. You know, everybody got a doggone camera phone. So if I go in there and get my good juke on, like for a good 3 minutes, and then bust out in the sprint, somebody going to catch that on the camera, and I'm going to be busted. Unless I get some makeup. I need somebody to do some good makeup so I can make it through. So they won't know it's me. I'm going to put on some hair. That's what I do. I'll put on some hair. Tanya, can you give me a hairpiece?
Gotcha.
Thank you. I'm going to put on some hair. I'm going to get my dreads back. Get some hair, and I'm going to come in there looking real, real unfamiliar. And then I'm just going to cut loose. I'm going to get real happy. And then I'm going to just bust out in a full Usain Bolt sprint round. At least I'm going to go take at least one lap around and then run right back up the middle aisle and right out the door. Now, Tanya, I need you to have the car running, though. Don't leave me out there standing with the people. Sit down.
Okay.
Really? Oh, now you know English now, huh? No habla English?
No habla English.
That's what we all. That's what we doing. That's what he's gonna leave.
Si, señor.
Look, wait a minute. Lisa said they're gonna run behind you with the offering basket with all that. Oh God. Oh God. Don't do the AC Cali.
Oh, she called you AC. Like our OJ.
Set the juice loose. Run, OJ, run.
No comprende.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Look, where is it? You got that. We doing it for we doing it for the vine. We doing it for TTLO. Come on. We gonna get it. How about you come in and film it? And then we need somebody else to be in the car, though. We need to film. Where's Baby Sweet? We'll get Baby Sweet done because she ain't going to run. She's going to be slow walking.
She's going to do a slow bob.
She was trying to get left. They're going to be like, she was with him. Get her. We need a camera person. We need somebody to volunteer. We're going to pick somebody off the out of the group. Somebody to volunteer. We need a getaway driver. And a camera person. So that's what it is. And see, I need a real getaway driver. I don't need none of y'all scared drivers. I need somebody that can drive, like, you know, with some skill sets. I need a real driver to come in and do this. Y'all know, I think it's going to be good. I can't believe she said your knees won't take. Mark Atkins, really? Hey, Mark. I got one quarter left in me. I keep telling y'all that. I don't care how old I get. I got one quarter left in me. One. One quarter. Not a whole game, but one quarter. I got one half times. Mark Atkins. Look, Mark Atkins. You play trombone, didn't you, Mark? Me and Mark was in the band together. Mark, did you play trombone? Mark, I got one halftime show left. I got one good halftime show left. That's all halftime was. I got one halftime show left in me. Just one. Just one. That's it. And then I'm going. He said, you and me both. We putting the band back together. What? We going to put the band back together, huh? No, not y'all. See. Not. I'm not talking about y'all. Look. Really? I'm just going. Y'all just gonna keep. Thank you. See, I said put the band back together, and they lost their whole mind. I know. Y'all get excited. They ready. See, they ready. They ready for church. Church. They ready to come back in and have some church. Church. But let me tell you about the TTLO band and them. They ready. Y'all, we joking about them. They just like to play. They just like to pray. They ain't looking for no checks. They like to come in and play and have a good time and praising God. They ain't trying to get rich off the church house, you know, because they know church ain't got no, you know, church, you know, church, little shout over here. So they just like to come and hang out in the studio and play a little bit for us. So but I appreciate them. Well, we're going to get them a Cash App together. Y'all can send a donation to the TTLO band. Anyway, what time it is? 8 o'clock. All right, so we're going to take a break, right? We're going to take this break. And when we come back, I need to figure out where we left off at with the do's and don'ts from last week. Where we left off at with the do's and don'ts from last week. Y'all going to help me out with this. But again, we're going to do the do's and don'ts of praise and worship. The do's and don'ts of praise and worship. Y'all want to, y'all want to give some? Y'all, what y'all want to do, man? That's what y'all want to do? Okay. The band want to do a little something. What you say? What happened?
Sounds so beautiful. Don't you agree? That was Felicia.
Oh Lord, I should have known. Anyway, I think the band said they want to do a little something. So I'm gonna let y'all do it. But y'all gonna give the people something that they really want to listen to, and y'all, because people might not, y'all be wanting to. That's what we finna do. Y'all know I just see. Y'all see, don't be playing now. Don't be playing. Don't play. right. See, that's why I let y'all come in here that much, because y'all don't know how to, like, just do stuff. All right, so we're gonna let the band have a few minutes so they can get it out, and then we'll come back, and we'll jump into our conversation for tonight. Do's and Don'ts of Praise and Worship, Part 3. Do's and Don'ts of Praise and Worship, Part 3. All right, they say they're gonna take y'all back a little bit. They're gonna give y'all a little bit of this. They're gonna go old school, give y'all a little tent revival going on up in here. They're gonna let y'all have a little fun with it, and we're gonna get all together. They're gonna give y'all a little praise medley, huh? That's what y'all gonna do. Well, come on in, go ahead, look, give it to them. Come on, give it to them. Come on, Cletus, give it to them. Come on in, come on. All right. Y'all got it. Come on, put y'all hands together and welcome one time the T, the L.O. band. Come on, y'all. Give them a little bit. Come on. Come on. Come on, y'all. Help them. I'm a soldier. Come on. Come on. Come on, y'all. Help them out now.
Come on, live and get life.
All right. We are coming on back. Thank y'all so much. One more time. Y'all give it up one big time to the TTLO Praise and Worship Corral we got going up in here. They gets it in. Wherever they at, y'all come on and give it to them one time. Amen. Amen. Y'all go get y'all some water because y'all look like y'all right. And then, you know, you might want to. Somebody needs to go get some water, and you probably should have threw some water before you got in here because you're running and you know, you're sweating and you look like you're going over there. Get you some water. And you go with them. Yeah, you too. All right. Y'all come back and do some at the end of the show. Anywho, we are back. Y'all didn't see Tanya joined in on vocals. That was Tanya helping out in the background, singing in the background. That was her. Saying in the background. At least did you want to say run around the studio? I thought about it. I really did. I thought about it. But look, we got this article. We've been talking about it for about 2 weeks now. Where is it at? Over here. Okay, where'd it go? Nope, I'm going to put it over here so I can see it on the other side. I'm going to put that back over there, and I'm going to grab and put it over here. There we go. All right, so yeah, we got this article really entitled "The Do's and Don'ts." I need to blow that up though. The Do's and Don'ts of Praise and Worship. We were talking about the last thing we talked about was choosing songs that are easy to sing. Choosing songs that are easy to sing. The next part of this, I'm going to have to move this over here because I can't. Camera doesn't, is it? I hope not. We good on the camera over there?
It's good.
Okay. All right. Cool. I won't mess nothing up because I can't see that. All right. Here we go. What's wrong with my focus? I didn't bring my extra tablet, and that's why I can't see this thing today. All right. So number five says we're talking about number. Again, we're talking about the do's and don'ts. You have to pull it up on there for me. The do's and don'ts of praise. And worship, the do's and don'ts of praise and worship. This one says, number five says, honor the Holy Spirit. Honor the Holy Spirit and the pastor. Honor the Holy Spirit and the pastor. The writer says this, the worship leader has a lot on his plate. Mm-hmm. He must follow what God wants to do. Honor the leadership of the pastor and lead the musicians as well as the congregation in worship. He said, there have been times when I have concentrated so completely on God that I actually missed out on fulfilling all of my responsibilities as a leader. He says, I'm a creative person, so sometimes I'm in the clouds. I lead worship in the youth service in our church as well as in one of the adult services in which my dad is the minister, the writer says. He says, once I was leading worship for my dad, and I had my eyes closed, just worshiping God, while dad waited about 10 minutes for me to wake up so he could take the pulpit and preach. As I said in part one, he says in this article, a worship leader must have a well-developed personal life of worship. However, when you're leading worship, you must constantly be aware of what's happening around you. That means he should never close his eyes for long periods of time in public worship. I think I'm about to disagree with this part of the article. He says, it's possible to get so caught up in worshiping God that you become unaware of your surroundings and miss your cues from the pastor and others who are involved in the service. He says, when my dad had to wait on me for such a long time before he could take the pulpit, it wasn't that my heart wasn't right. I was sincerely worshiping God, but I was thinking about the worship I had been called on to lead. I was in my own world. He says, I wasn't thinking about it. Then he says, so to speak, he says, until my dad finally walked over, put his arms around me and whispered, I've been waiting about 10 minutes. Are you going to let me preach today? He says, I knew I had made a mistake, but being the wonderful father he is, dad smoothed it all out by thanking me for leading worship and for my heart of worship before God. He says, I have a great father who taught me to honor the Holy Spirit as well as the pastor. The Bible teaches that we are to honor those who are in authority over us, Hebrews 13 and 7. So if dad or any pastor I'm leading worship for tells me not to sing a specific song, then I won't sing it, even if I like the song and I want to sing it. He says, I choose to submit to the authority given to the man or woman of God in charge of the service. Unfortunately, though, churches often split because the pastor and the worship leader see things so differently. Oh, my Jesus. He says, for example, a worship leader might think a particular song is anointed, but the pastor doesn't like the song. Maybe the song is too hard to sing, or it doesn't follow the directions of the service or for the church that the pastor desires. Yes, the song may be anointed, but if the worship leader goes against the wishes of the pastor and sings it anyway, it will no longer be anointed because it is sung as an act of rebellion. One of the issues that all musicians must deal with is pride. Satan, a God-gifted musician himself, was kicked out of heaven because he thought he could be greater than God. The root of sin is pride, and the attitude that says, I know better than you, is rebellion. The Bible is crystal clear when it comes to the subject. We are to humble ourselves before God, and in due time, he will lift us up. See James 4 and 10. If we stick with the way God has set up the principles of submission and authority, we will always end up on the top. We must honor God, honor our pastor, and the authority figures of our lives, in our lives, rather. This kind of attitude positions us for favor and promotion. As we humble ourselves under God and under the authority figures in our lives, he will lift us up. Can I just talk about this part for a hot second? Because I agreed with this writer for the most part. I agree with this writer for the most part. Let me say that again. I agree with him for the most part. My issue came with him saying that if he was in this, if first of all, if you're truly in worship, if God is leading you in worship, if God is really leading you in worship, and God is in control of worship, then however long you choose to take in the midst of worship, God is in control. So it could be, and again, I'm not saying it happens all the time, but we do know that there are times that the worship is so high that, because I like what the writer said. He talked about rebellion. He says that the singer wants to sing a song that the pastor don't want to sing. Well, what happens if God only wants music for worship on this day and he don't want your sermon? Because that does happen. The Bible tells us about the worship in the temple. Come on now. Come on, Mark. That's it, Mark said. His pastor should have got caught up. Come on, sir. Come on. Because here is the deal. The Bible tells us about the time in the temple when the glory of the Lord showed up, and it was so powerful that the ministers could not minister. It says they could not stand to minister. What does that mean? Meaning they could not preach whatever they had prepared because the worship had gone up just so high. Now, maybe, and again, it's about learning, it's about growing. Maybe some preachers, some pastors don't recognize what that is. So because they don't understand it, they put a quash on it. They kill it. They try to extinguish it. So there is a difference between someone, now if he was just performing and he didn't want to let go of the performance, that's one thing. But if he says, and I'm reading his word says he was focused solely on God. Well, guess what? Who else is supposed to be focused on in worship? God will move me in worship when it's time for me to move. When you're in worship, God will tell you how long you have to be there. God will give you instruction. You will know it down on the inside when it's time for you to take your seat, when it's time for you to bow down and bow out and allow the next portion of the service to go. Come on, Yvonne Renee. She says, as pastors, you want to welcome and keep the spirit there. Don't quench the spirit. I know. I told y'all I'm going to disagree slightly with this part of the article. Now, again, we have to make sure we know the difference between, somebody in the midst of a performance that they just don't want to let go, or someone who is actually in the spirit. Someone who has elevated their worship to a point where it's them and God, meaning they no longer paying attention to how many people are in the room. That's the level of worship we're talking about, where you get so high in the worship that you're no longer paying attention to what's going on in the room, because now you have entered, watch this, you have entered what we call the holies of holies. Ah, glory to him. You've entered the realm of the beyond the veil. Mm. See, a lot of times we get caught up in, man, I'm gonna make these folks, I was up all night writing this thing, and I got to get this to the people. I got to lay this on them because this is what they need to hear. And God might say, no, they don't. God might say, yeah, that God might say, I gave you, and watch this. And God will say, yes, I gave you the word, but watch this. Can you be humble enough to let me, can you be humble enough to the fact that, yes, you studied, yes, you did all this writing, but now I want you to sit on it. Now I want you to hold it. Your time is not yet, not this week. Save it. Because I need to let my glory show through. And I need to break some yokes into place. And today I choose not to use you. I choose to use somebody else. Can we be humble enough in our spirit to sit down and allow God just to do what he do? Now again, I'm not telling nobody to dishonor their pastor. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we have to be so into, and this is where the pastor and the worship leader have to be in tune. Why do I say that? Because if the pastor and the worship leader are in tune, one will never feel slighted by the other. Because spirit, knows spirit, huh? Come on now. Spirit knows spirit. And if my spirit knows your spirit, and if my spirit knows that you have connected, oh my God, if my spirit knows that you have made a connection with the Holy Spirit, then my spirit ought to say, well, look, not only do I not need to preach, let me get a little closer to you. Nah, come on, somebody. Ain't nobody talking back. If I know that those two that you have hidden yourself in the cleft of the rock, and the glory is walking past, and now the smoke has filled the temple, and you have met God in the place, why would I not want to get closer to you? If God chose to use you to show his glory, oh, God help me. If he chose to use you, why would I, because of my title and my position, want to step on what God is doing? Y'all saying, but he the pastor. Let me. I'm gonna take a step further, because y'all know I can stay right here for a minute. I feel like Peter. We should just stay here. Watch this. If you're in a hospital, come on, Dorothy. That's right. If you're in a hospital and the surgeon is performing surgery, come on now, performing surgery. It's an emergency surgery, and he's performing his surgery. But the chief of staff, don't follow me. The chief of staff says, I need you. It's time in the schedule. According to the schedule, sir, you're supposed to be making your rounds in the ICU ward. And, and, And I know you got this person's chest open. Y'all don't hear me now. Watch me. Stay with me. I know you got their chest open. And I know you're working. And I know you're putting your best foot forward and your hands and fingers and all that. I know you're doing that. But according to the schedule, according to the schedule, you're supposed to be up on the third floor making your rounds. So I'm going to need you to sew that up. I'm going to need you to sew that person up. I'm going to need you to sew that person up and come back and try it again some other time, because we need you downstairs making your rounds. Y'all follow what I'm saying now? If God is using somebody, your job ought to be not to look, if anything, get next to him and say, Lord, use me too. Or, watch this, learn how not to say nothing. Dorothy, you're absolutely right. Be obedient to the Spirit. And I'm going to move on. Part of the problem is a lot of folk don't recognize when the Spirit is moving. A lot of folk don't recognize when the Spirit is moving. My God. They don't recognize that the Spirit of God has gotten heavy and it's working in a place. A lot of folk don't recognize that. Let's keep going. Number six. Come on, Angela. Lord, use your people. Yeah, that's it. Number six. All right, here we go. Again, we're talking about the do's and don'ts of worship. The do's and don'ts of praise and worship. Number six, this is part three, y'all. Number six says, don't allow obstacles to remain. Don't allow obstacles to remain. That's what the writer says. Don't allow obstacles to remain. He says, there are, let me put this right here because this thing is sliding. He says, there are many obstacles that can hinder our progress. The biggest obstacle that we have is sin. Yeah. He says, sin is a blockade Satan uses to try to get you off track and keep you from reaching your God-given destiny. As a worship leader, if you are, come on now, watch this now. If you're practicing wrongdoing, your praise and worship will not be as anointed or effective as it should be. I'm going to help somebody before I get out of here today. Come on. It will not be as effective or as anointed as it should be. You will not be able to hear God's voice clearly. And you simply won't be able to lead others in worship in the best possible way. So he says, sin can bring feelings of condemnation and can prevent you from experiencing the love God has for you. Don't allow the enemy to condemn you. Don't allow the enemy to condemn you. I'm going to say that again because somebody needs to hear that the third time. Don't allow the enemy to condemn. Ooh, that's in my spirit now. Don't allow, somebody else just needs to hear that. Don't allow to condemn you. I'm going to say it one more time, just the last time. Don't allow the enemy to condemn you. Receive, watch this, receive correction from the Holy Ghost and have a repentant heart and push forward. That's it. You got to have a repentant heart and push forward. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart. Give it completely over to Jesus. Read your Bible, pray continually, and make God your top priority. See, a lot of times, those of us who are in leadership and praise and worship, God is not the top priority. The next program is. How are we going to pay to get this fixed is. How are we going to replace this person? How are we going to change this? How are we going to move that? Notice I said all those things and never mentioned God. We get caught up in, and I know it sounds cliche, but we get caught up in church work. But the work of the church is discipleship. At the end of the day, we got one job: to disciple his people. At the end of the day, we got one job: disciple the people that he brings to us, because disciples make disciples. I'm helping somebody. Come on, come on. What y'all talking about here? Angela says, a lot of people don't know his spirit. They know spirits, but don't take the time. We don't concentrate enough so that we will help to acknowledge the sin in us. She says, man, a real worshiper wants their audience of one to be pleased when the, oh my God, when the atmosphere of worship is present. That's it. It goes back to that audience of one. Where's Zachary at? This goes back to that audience of one. The writer closes this one out. He says, God will protect you and guide you through every obstacle and difficulty, including the temptations of sin or the guilt and condemnation that comes from sin. See, what the enemy wants to do is he wants you to remember what you did. He wants to keep that in the forefront of your mind to constantly remind you. You know you can't preach like you want to because you know what you did. You know you can't sing. You know you ain't gonna touch nobody today because of what you was doing last night. You know these folk ain't gonna hear you today because of what you used to do. Or he'll remind you. You know how the enemy works. He likes to remind you of what you used to do. But you know what I like? What I like to remind the enemy of? Because, see, when you've done a lot of stuff, y'all know I like to just be a little extra, a little transparent sometimes too much. But let me say it like this. When you've done a lot of messed up stuff in your life, and then all of a sudden you accept the call of God on your life, what the enemy likes to do is remind you of all of the messed up stuff you used to do. And so the first thing he says is, they're never going to accept you because you know and I know what you used to do. And God forbid if they know what you used to. God forbid if they know who you used to be. God forbid. That's what the enemy likes to do. Ah, but God. And see, but I'm reminded of all of the people who used to. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Look, I'm reminded of all the people in the Bible that God used that used to. I'm reminded, my God. I'm reminded of the ones that used to. I'm reminded of the whoremonger. Hey, my God. Watch this. I'm reminded of the shepherd boy. Who became king, who became a whoremonger, who got redeemed, and still God knew his heart. Come on, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I'm reminded, my God, I'm reminded, come on now, of a thief on the cross. Oh, glory to him. I'm reminded of a thief on the cross who recognized at his last moment, who was told this day, you'll be with me in paradise. I'm reminded. My God. I'm reminded of some folk who said, well, you know, you'll never make it, but I'm still here. I'm reminded of the ones who said you shouldn't be here. I'm reminded of a time when circumstances and life said you shouldn't have made it past 30. I'm reminded of statistics that say you're black and you come from a single mother. There's no way you should be where you are. I'm reminded. My God, stop allowing the enemy to dictate to us. And I shared this with Zachary when he was here a couple of weeks ago. We got to stop taking no from somebody who never had the power to tell us yes in the first place. My God. Why would I listen to you? And you never had the power in the first place to give me what I wanted. So why, can I talk for real? Why in the hell would I take advice from you? And you never had the power in the first place. I want my yes to come from the person who has the power to make that yes come to fruition. And you can take yourself and your accusations back to the pits of hell that you came from. Watch this. Can we take it a step further? watch this. You can take your accusations and your facts. Uh-oh. See? We won't go there. You can take your accusations and your facts. Yeah, I used to be. Yeah, I used to do. Yeah, I shouldn't have did. But yes, I did those things, and yet he called. Ah. My, my, my. Whew. All right, y'all. Let me calm down. I'm reminded. Whew, that'll preach by itself. I'm reminded. Somebody write that down. I might preach that. I'm reminded. My God. Number, we're talking about the do's and don'ts of praise and worship. Whew, y'all just don't know, man. I could. I really do feel like getting up running up here for a minute. My God. We're talking about the do's and don'ts. Of praise and worship, the do's and don'ts of praise and worship. My. That's it. Number seven says, don't stop developing. Don't stop developing. Woof. Don't stop developing. The writer says this: practice. Y'all know the routine. Practice makes perfect. And as praise and worship leaders, we must thoroughly know every song we're going to sing in service. Uh-oh. My.